is the Chris Abraham Show.
Hey, welcome to season 4, episode 22. My name is Chris Abraham. That is episode 22. I am here in a very loud and noisy place. I do have my dead cat on my WS853 Olympus Pearl Quarter, whatever it is. And we'll see how it goes. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is The Chris Abraham Show, Season 4, Episode 22. My name is Chris Abraham, and today's episode is about salt and magnesium and potassium, three things that you never think about when you're an omnivore and all you get is sodium in your diet. And I will tell you more about it. P.S. TLDR, if you don't know, my cardiologist did, but didn't prescribe the carnivore diet for me for 3 months till the end of December, all the way through all the feast days of the autumn, you know, including Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, Christmas parties, Thanksgiving dinners, get-togethers, parties, dinners out, etc. Strict carnivore diet, which, if you don't know, is meat or animal products, a little bit of dairy, because it is animal products, a little bit of things like yogurt, and a little bit of things like cottage cheese or cream cheese, maybe a little bit of mayo, but the real carnivores, the ones who aren't dirty, all they eat is fatty beef with like 75% fat, 20% protein kind of thing. And they eat water, coffee, or tea. And that would be tea without milk, tea without anything, coffee without anything. And I was getting a little funky. Like, I popped into AFib, atrial fibrillation, a couple days ago and talked to him, and he's like, are you getting enough salt? Now, we'll talk about salt after the break. Thanks for being here. Welcome back. My name is Chris Abraham, and this is Chris Cast, but now it's known as the Chris Abraham Show. And I was really excited when Tulsi Gabbard called her podcast the Tulsi Gabbard Show after I changed mine. Very proud. Love Tulsi Gabbard. Anyway, so there are two companies that make salt additives that people in carnivore tend to recommend, neither of which are supposed to include any flavoring at all. So LMNT makes a salt additive, and I have some right here. And it's they come in little packets, or you can get them in a larger pot. And this one here is citrus salt, LMNT electrolyte drink mix. It's got 1,000 milligrams of sodium, 200 milligrams of potassium, and 60 milligrams of magnesium. And you're supposed to mix it in to between 16 and 32 ounces of water to find your taste. You'll get the hang of it pretty quick. Stay salty. Now, it has sodium chloride, citric acid, magnesium malate, potassium chloride, and then also natural flavors and stevia leaf extract. This is the one that has taste. I bought the ones that don't have taste. All they are is that stuff without any flavor at all. And it literally felt like I was drinking seawater. Reminded me very much of being in Hawaii and drinking water while freediving and scuba diving. It kind of made me feel sick. So I am acquiescing to the flavors. So I bought a bunch. I went on to eBay, and they're usually $45 for 30 of them, I think. So I went on eBay, and I found a dodgy guy who was getting rid of 30 for 25. I bought these packages for 20 for 10 of them. I don't know. Makes sense. 15 of them. Because I want to have them in my bag so I can just pour it into my travel bottle when I need it. But I also looked at Redmond's, and they make an electrolyte mix that they also have in little packets, but they actually also, it's half the price of LMNT. It's very similar in makeup, in salts and magnesium, potassium. And I could find it for half the price in a little pot with a scoop. So when I'm at home and feeding salt into my giant gallon stainless steel, like, you know, must drink entire gallon of water in a day, I can scoop 1, 2, or 3 scoops of, in this case, I think it's watermelon or it's raspberry or whatever. Like, I prefer lemon or lime, but this case, I think it's raspberry or blueberry or watermelon. I can just throw it in there and I can make sure that I get hydrated. Another way I deal with that is by buying the fanciest bone broth that I can find at Giant, and then, which isn't the fanciest, I'm not near Whole Foods. There's a Trader, no, it's a Tweedies, Tinker Willies, up the street, and maybe I can find some premium bone broth. But even bone broth, you need to add, like, sea salt and stuff to it. So I'm going to, most of the time when I'm feeling good, and I'm going to just be drinking fresh water out of my clean canteen, 32-ounce bottle that I carry with me. But the rest of the time, like if I'm feeling low energy and I know that it's not coffee, I am going to take to the, I'm going to put a packet into the bottle, like only one. I've got a 32-ounce bottle, a 32-ounce bottle, and I'm going to put the salt into the bottle. Oh, you know what? My buddy Mark wants me to talk Pidgin next time. He wants me to do an entire episode where I talk in Pidgin English, you know. But I don't know. Is it like cultural appropriation? Is it cultural appropriation for me to talk in Pidgin the entire time? I don't know. I don't even know if I can speak Pidgin, you know, really good anymore because, you know, I was only there for 12 years. But like they say when you learn a language when you are freaking young, Boule, they say that, you know, you get pretty good at it. So I don't know. I might do an entire episode. You going to tell me whether you're going to listen to it or not? You going to tell me whether you think it's stupid or not, brother? Anyway, brah, I'm going to return to Earth. Okay, so the reason why you need to add these things, like potassium and so forth, is that you sweat and you pee and you poop and you sweat. And especially if you exercise, you deplete electrolytes. as we quote from Idiocracy. I forgot the quote. I wish I was the guy who knew quotes. But there's lots of quotes about electrolytes. But most of those are true. The beautiful thing about Idiocracy is that everything is true, just taken too far. Usually you do not need, unless you are an athlete or you are a football player or wrestler or a runner or a rower or go to the gym and do more than just a quick, you know, workout, you deplete a lot of things like magnesium, potassium, and the various other electrolytes, including sodium. And so you need to consume it. You need to consume it. And usually what they call the keto flu, which happens to anybody who gives up all processed and even pure sugars and any types of carbohydrates or complex or even simple sugars, the transition from burning carbohydrates and sugars to burning 100% fat is an abuse to your body. And so in order, you know how smart guys, I wish someone told me this when I was in high school, but all the day laborers in my neighborhood, the only thing I ever see them buying at convenience stores and pharmacies and stores are either beer or Pedialyte. And Pedialyte is the most, apparently the most excellent thing in the world. And I was told by a guy at Starbucks this morning that there's actually a neutral, unflavored, like pure, if you will, Pedialyte, which might be very similar to the Element, just plain salt version. And that might be something I want to check out. It might be more interesting to stow one of those in my bag, and just in case. But in the same way, I think that a keto flu is similar to a hangover. You get flu-y symptoms, you feel like garbage, you get low energy, you feel a little depressed, you feel hungover. And I think that the reason why professional alcoholics take to Pediasure and not to Gatorade is because it does the trick. And apparently, people who are strict keto don't even want to get any dirt into their diet, so they get the Element Pure Salt. But, the Element Pure Salt. But, I can't stomach that stuff. So there's citrus salt in here. There's more citrus salt. There's more citrus salt. Oh, here's raspberry salt and orange salt. I've usually in the past only bought orange salt because I like that the best. I'm a real fan of the orange Gatorade. But, you know, you might be doing your gallon of water every day. But if you're on a special diet, if you're eating pure, you might be under consuming salt, magnesium, potassium, and all the other type of trace elements. And I really think it's important to keep those in your diet as well. Anyway, let me know what you think. I had the AFib. He thinks it might have had to do with dehydration. He reminded me that on a carnivore diet, I need to drink twice the amount of water. I really do have the goal of 155 ounces of water a day, which is, you know, 128 ounces of water is a gallon. So, like, you know, a gallon and a third, I don't know, a gallon and a quarter every day. And some of that, including electrolytes. You can choose your own. I don't want one with carbs. I don't want one with protein. I just want one that can allay, if that's a word, my keto doldrums, my keto sadness, my keto flu, my keto hangover. On that note, we'll take a break. I've got a call in 10 minutes, so I'll quickly do the closing chat after the break. Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. My name's Chris Abraham. This is the Chris Abraham Show, formerly known as ChrisCast. My name's Christopher James Abraham. You can call me Chris. You can call me Zeus, which was my fraternity name. And honestly, I don't know why I got such a great fraternity name like Zeus. I mean, that's the king of the gods, right? Frick, I thought I was a nerdy dork, but it might have been sarcastic. It might have been a ironical, like, you know, like when you call someone tiny big, or someone big, you call them tiny. But I guess I did come to campus, and I did row, and I am 6'3", and I am not bad looking, I guess. Not ugly. I've never had acid thrown in my face. My name's Chris Abraham. You can call me at +1-202-352-5051. Please excuse all the background noise. This is, it's called color. It's called environment. Thank you. It's called real world. I do have a dead cat on here, so hopefully no wind noises. +1-202-352-5051 is my mobile. You can get me on WhatsApp, on Telegram, on Signal. You can call me, you can text me. But if I don't know who you are, I might not get back to you, because I get a lot of spam because I give out my phone number and my email like candy. My email address is Chris, C-H-R-I-S, at abraham.su. My website is chrisabraham.com. Also, abraham.su, aliases to it. I'm chris-abraham.com at Tumblr. I'm youtube.com/chrisabraham on YouTube. I am facebook.com/chrisabraham on Facebook. I am instagram.com/chrisabraham on Instagram. I am linkedin.com/in/chrisabraham. If you're on No Agenda Social, I'm at Chris. If you want to join my Mastodon social network, you can join, I think, without an invite. I will check. Giravik.su, Giravik.su. If you want to have a proper call with me, you can schedule it on Calendly, Calendly.com/ChrisAbraham/15. Je t'aime, je l'aime. Je l'aime. That's stupid. Anyway, I will talk to you soon. This is season 4, episode 22. And I appreciate you being here, and maybe I need more salt in my diet, because the ending is going out with a fart. Lots of love, and I'll talk to you soon. Mahalo. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to The Chris Abraham Show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. Until next time.